Teachers can have an immense impact on a person's life. I bet all of us can remember back to one teacher or another whose words or actions were particularly meaningful. Whatever happened stayed with us, and we recall that. Maybe we were even inspired to choose a certain path of life because of a certain teacher or some other person. I became a priest, for example, in part because of the influence of other priests in my life when I was growing up. In Matthew's gospel this morning, Jesus is presented as the teacher who has taken the place of Moses. But unlike the scribes and the Pharisees, the recognized religious leaders of the day who claimed to sit on the chair of Moses, the teachings of Jesus match his actions. There's absolutely no difference between them. 50 years ago, Pope Paul VI said that the first means of evangelization, of spreading the gospel message, is the witness of an authentically Christian life by being faithful to God and serving one's neighbor. And he wrote, "Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses." In other words, it involves a whole lot more than just lip service. It has to have a witness of a lived faith. Jesus today was addressing the corruption of the religious leaders of his day, who talked a good line, but didn't live it out in their daily lives. Could he not be saying the same thing to us today? To those who are in positions of leadership, whatever that might be, in the religious life or in secular life, to bishops and pastors who might preach the gospel to others but think that it doesn't apply to them, to politicians who will say anything to get elected and then fail to follow up on their promises, to teachers who maybe collect a paycheck but don't become mentors to their students, and even to some parents who abdicate their responsibilities to teach moral values to their children. Jesus is telling us today that words are important, but as we all well know, actions speak louder than words. Our deeds end up putting force behind what we say. Our actions prove whether we are sincere or not. And it all boils down to integrity. Are we who we say we are? Jesus tells us that we have to practice what we preach. This weekend, we renew our annual stewardship commitment for the coming year. There are all sorts of different ways of defining stewardship, but it basically is living what we believe, practicing what we preach. It is living with a grateful heart, giving back to God in return for all that he has so generously already shared with us. And stewardship is lived out in the areas of our time and our talent and our treasure. Archbishop Jakels has been sharing weekly thoughts in The Witness, our diocesan paper. And recently he has been focusing on different parts of the Mass. And a couple of weeks ago, he wrote this: "The Mass is called a sacrifice also because each of us is invited to offer our very selves to the Father as a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving joined to the sacrifice of Christ. Our sacrificial offering of the gift of self is expressed in our gift of time, talent, and treasure, given when the collection basket is passed, which are then collectively symbolized in the bread and the wine that are brought forward. If we don't make a gift in the collection, then we are not represented in the bread and wine that are brought up to the priest at the altar. And in such a case, our gift of self is not united in the memorial of Jesus' gift of self on the cross. Pretty powerful words. This year, in our stewardship campaign, we are focusing on the treasure part. The theme is, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. And since actions speak louder than words, we speak by how we spend and use our resources. If you treasure your parish, our wonderful, uplifting liturgies, our various educational ministries, our varied social justice programs, and just wages for our competent staff, then your financial support will reflect that. And so we ask you to prayerfully reflect on your financial stewardship. If your giving to the parish has an increase recently, if you're giving, for example, the same thing now that you were giving, for example, 5 years ago, then maybe now is the time to increase your donations, your charity. We can't complete our mission if you don't support it. And your financial sacrifice is a way of uniting in a special way with the sacrifice of Christ. So use your budget envelopes regularly, or better yet, sign up for EFT donations. You can do that by contacting our office. Consider remembering your parish in your will, making sure that that also is a concern and that we are beneficiaries of the many years that you have given to us. And I'd like to address again very briefly our children's collection, which I really love, and I think most of our children do too. Many of them run forward to drop their coins and their money in the collection basket. Many of them have smiles on their faces when they do so. But I'd like to remind you parents that you should not give your budget envelopes to your kids to drop in the basket at that time. The collection basket that's passed through the pews is for you to put your envelope in. Give your kids a dollar bill or a quarter or a dime or something to drop in the basket, and teach them at an early age the value and the importance of sharing our gifts with others. We are blessed with so much by God. How can we generously not give back to Him? And so we ask you, please, as you leave Mass this morning, to make sure that you pick up your annual stewardship packet. They will be out in the gathering space at all of the exits. Your name is not on them, so you don't have to wait in line to sort through all of that. But pick it up, take it home, and then prayerfully reflect on your response on how to be good stewards to your parish. And then after praying about that for this next week, return it at our Masses next weekend. Or if it's more convenient, you can go online and fill out the information there. But at a minimum, we ask each of you to please fill out the biographical information, any updates that we might need to keep our office records accurate. And now, as we begin this time of stewardship renewal, I ask you to please join me in praying our stewardship prayer, which you can find inside the covers of your missalettes. Gracious God, we thank you for the unique gifts you have given us to foster your kingdom here on earth. Inspire us to examine our values, always placing you at the center of our lives. Open our hearts to realize we are blessed and called to share our gifts with others. Help us to be good stewards of the gifts entrusted to us, to share our time, our talent, and our treasure, to connect, serve, and impact the world. Amen.